You're listening to DC Domination on the NovaStream Network, your weekly guide for the DC Comics universe. For all the latest on The Flash, Arrow, Supergirl, and Legends of Tomorrow, keep it locked on novastream.com.au.
Hello and welcome to DC Domination, where we talk about everything awesome, and we're going to start really fast. Yeah!
Just really fast and loud. It's like, if you ever look at, like, you know, wavelengths on, like, sound, this part was just solid line. It's just big blue. The day that Brit blew out the audio waves.
That is a day to remember. You know, I'm rested. Christmas had me pumped. I got some awesome DC kind of merchandise stuff.
I did. Like, for those, yeah. All those that might not have you on Facebook, it sees that you're getting in, like, because we have the pop culture studio, which is covered in sweet, awesome DC stuff. Okay, looks like you're building your own little studio.
Yeah, well, I'm just sort of realizing how much stuff I have and just accumulating it on, like, one bookshelf. And I'm like, wow, I need to buy more.
Yeah. That really sweet, like, what are those room divider things with all the DC crap on it? Like, that's a sweet backdrop.
Okay, so
for those of you who want to look at it, go to the NovaStream YouTube page. What are you calling it?
There's Who's Who in DCU. There's Wally West and there's Killer Frost still ironing out the kinks to try and get the best product out to all the viewers and listeners. But I'm finding $2 shops. This is really bad because it should go to DC and stuff to buy this stuff, but $2 shops are great for DC merchandise.
For really, like, so the problem is we went and bought a my dad used to, when he spots Batman things, he tends to buy it for me. And he went to one of those $2 shops and they found, like, this Batman thing. And it was like, oh, cool. But the packaging was labeled Superman. And that had the Justice League. And it had, like, Batman, Superman, and a red Power Ranger. Like, it was really not the Justice League.
No, I've seen them a few times as well, but I went to one where I live in, like, the Westfield shops, and I got these really cool coaster sets with Batman, nice. Superman, Green Lantern, Flash, Robin, and Wonder Woman.
I did see them on the Facebook. Look, very, very cool.
Yeah, I'm so, like, they were $15, but they come in such a nice little box as well, so it wasn't just...
Did they have more than one?
What do you mean?
Did they have a second one for, you know, some really cool friends?
Also, for some reason, there are a few there. I'll just have to mail you down some.
Who knows? Maybe I'll be up your way soon. Who knows?
Who knows? Who knows? Don't know. Maybe.
All shrouded in mystery.
Yes, mystery. Did you get any other DC stuff for Christmas? Or
let me think. No, well, I've got a lovely bat clock for the studio now, so then we know when we're talking crap for too long. We picked up, so my missus and I, we picked up Lego Dimensions, which has Batman in it, which is a ton of fun. Got to build the little Batmobile with the Lego. It was awesome. not really. This year was pretty quiet on the Batman, on the DC front for Christmas.
Oh.
That's a bit disappointing. But then my dad came out of nowhere because he always gets me, like, so there's always our presents, but there's always a little stocking. And every year that stocking's full of the most useless crap in the world, and it's the greatest.
The best.
So one of the stock 10 things to come in that stocking is gold coins for some reason. Because, the chocolate coins?
Oh, good.
Which are delicious. Yeah. All the time. But then also in there was these still in packet collectible Batman Returns cards.
Wow.
So, like, I don't know whether they're worth anything, but I'm like, whoa, like, these are from a movie, like, of 95, and they're still worth... That's pretty sick.
Yeah, that is so cool. Look, even if they're not worth anything, if you frame them, automatically they look schmick.
Oh, that's,
like,
true.
I got a Batman and Robin puzzle for Christmas from Typo. Nice. So it's kind of like, not all the joints look that amazing when you put them all together, but I put it in a frame and used Mod Podge to stick it all together, and I put it up on my wall, and it just looks like memorabilia, but it's just like, this is Typo.
We had a lot of Typo. Like, we went to Typo, you know, Typo, not sponsored. But
yeah.
We went down, like, that's where we picked up our DC wrapping paper.
Yes, and tags.
Yep, and tags. We also picked up, because the missus and I are getting married in 2 Woo-hoo. Months. And we picked up the packet of little photo things, you know, like, you know, hey, Batman mask.
Yeah, those yep. things look awesome. I've did my uni shopping there as well. So I'm going to be doing 3 subjects. So I got a Superman notebook, a Batman notebook, and then I didn't see it as a superhero notebook, so I got a crappy IGA notebook. Still in the third subject. I'm like, yeah, that'll do.
They had Star Wars. You could have picked up Star Wars.
I could have, yeah. I probably should have. I have seen it, finally.
Yeah.
And I think it was amazing.
It was pretty sweet, but sadly it's not DC.
No, it's not. But
what is DC? Give us a quick gist of what are we looking at covering tonight's show?
Oh, true. We are covering... It's a little bit different because it's just Ryan and I today, so yeah, we can't really discuss Supergirl.
Dylan is off moving house and I didn't watch Supergirl again, so...
So we don't really want a repeat of the start of this episode. We're just... me speaking like a mosquito in all of our listeners'
look,
ears.
It's okay. I got told from Papa Nova himself, he essentially slapped me and was like, "Watch Supergirl, you piece of shit." And I was like, okay. I'll have to catch up.
But because of that, because it's just the two of us, we're going to tackle something a bit interesting coming back into the new year. We're going to look at some cool news that we've just accumulated over the Christmas holidays.
Just like osmosis that just came.
Yes.
Went from low concentration of DC news to high. It was like just straight to us. It just kind of, we put our arms out and nothing but DC stuff came to us.
Just kind
awesome.
Of embraced it. It was very super.
And they whispered really sweet things into my ear.
DC domination.
And like it's me, you know, hold me in the ear. It's like it's not the, you know, it's not who we are under the mask. And I'm like, oh my god. And I was just whispering sweet Batman quotes to me and stuff. And
yeah.
Hero, it's like, a hero can be anyone. I'm like, it can be anyone.
But yeah, as well as news after that slightly disturbing rant of whispers coming through my headset and just anyway, we're gonna be talking some theories that we've come across that just look very cool, very interesting, and
sorry, it's just like, the fire rises. I'm like, oh, it does.
as I'm cradling
this sweet D news.
Yeah. So that's our thing for tonight. That's what we're aiming to do. I'm looking
embrace you
the
with
theories.
Sweet DC news.
Embrace the DC.
Yeah.
First off, which Papa Nova was, he's just like plastered it all over our Nova Stream chats. He's popped it on the DC domination wall.
I think he's getting a tattooed.
He's probably getting a tattooed and sent it to his grandma. Aquaman, the movie, has got some casting news.
Yeah, so this is some news that Nana Nova would 100% be invested in.
Yeah, Nana Nova. We need to get her on board one day. I just feel like that'd be interesting.
That would be fascinating. I do love how poor Alistair, everyone in his family is now, there's like, there's Nana Nova, Mama Nova, or he's Papa Nova. So
it's Papa Nova.
Granddad Nova, Baby Nova. Second cousin twice removed Nova.
The awesome. Dog Nova. It's like Krypton, but but yeah, so Mara will finally be making her way to the big screen. She'll have a debut, funny word. And the rumor mill is that Amber Heard is in negotiations to play her.
I have no idea who that is.
Well, she is from The Danish Girl, Magic Mike XXL, Machete Kills, Zombieland, and The OC.
Okay, I know 2 of those movies. I know Machete Kills and Zombieland. Who is she in Machete Kills?
I don't know.
Thank you very much.
I'll have a look. But one thing that's really cool, I posted this on the chat, is Boss Logic.
I'm a mad fan of Boss Logic.
Yeah, you had me send things down to you from Supernova.
Yeah, he has a store now. You should all go buy things off his store on his website.
Yeah, they're really nice guys too. Like, anyway, but they have done a fan art pic of Amber Heard as... Mara.
Like pure coincidence, like ages ago or recently?
Recently. Well, it came through my email, so I assume it's recently. And actually, it looks really good. I mean, she's got the royal look, if you know what I mean, like high cheekbones and stuff. I'm excited. Like, I haven't seen her act, but I just feel visually she suits the role. She looks pretty good.
She does look pretty sweet. I think she could pull it off. Like, well, but then again, like, Momoa doesn't really look like what we think Arthur Curry should look like. So I think they could have had fun. They could have made it anybody, and we would have probably just gobbled it up.
With Momoa, though, it's almost like the bad rap that Aquaman has gotten, though, as the thespian kind of... He kind of became the joke, I guess.
Mm.
And with this reimagining, it kind of puts that all down to shame, because who is really going to make fun of Momoa?
Yeah, it's like, true. Like, he'll punch the shit out of you.
Yeah, so it's sort of... It was sort of needed for that reimagining, I reckon, but they've done... The casting just is impeccable at the moment. I am all on board. A thought came to mind, and this just might be me creating my own fan fiction or something.
That's cool.
Wonder Woman and Mera. I reckon they'd be such good friends.
Oh, hashtag besties.
They'd be like the best gal pals.
Yeah.
Like, I... Was that your stomach?
What was
just,
that?
I just heard it.
It may have been, because I didn't hear it. I got headphones on. I'm just secretly... I'm sorry to break the podcast, but I'm digesting.
Your stomach wants... You know, your stomach is all for this big, Wonder Woman Mera thing.
Big fan of hashtag besties. My stomach is a big fan.
Best friends.
Yeah, best friends.
Best friends, because, like, I read a comic called Black Canary and Zatanna Bloodspell, which is like the sisterhood of the traveling fish tights. And sorry,
it's genius.
Yeah, that's just my name for it.
That would be a book I'd probably read.
Yeah. I thought it was so good because the art was really real and stuff, and it was fantastic to seeing these two comic book people come together, and they just work together so well. And I think Wonder Woman and Mera, if they don't have a scene together in Aquaman, in Justice League, in any of the Justice Leagues, I'm just gonna have a secret word with the directors, because I can just
we've got the DC connects, you know.
Yeah, I'll make them listen.
Because I think I don't know whether because I have heard on the rumor people are all like, oh, why are they bringing all these people into this world? You know, it's gonna get like crazy build, but like I don't think every one of these people are going to have like the story's not going to be focused on them, but they're in them, they're world building. And like, so if you watch that Aquaman, you know, if you watch the Aquaman movie, or even if we see him in Batman versus Superman and he mentions Mera exists, that's all about building this bigger lived in world. And I think that's what's gonna be awesome.
It can be as simple though, like they've done this so well. This world building can be as simple as Clark Kent falling into the ocean after saving people from an oil rig and inexplainably getting to shore.
Yeah, like, you know, he's like, hey, you know, Aquaman rocks up and he's like, hey, man, you owe me.
Yeah, like, they've that little scene, like, I didn't pick it, but, like, fans just jumped on that. And I think something so slight, like it could just be a character walking past and being like, oh, hey, Mera, or my darling wife, Mera, or something. See, but not like, as corny.
This is a side conversation with a bit, but that's the thing, though. Like, what the DCU are doing is, you know, with Batman vs. Superman, the effects of the first movie will play a role. So how come they can't do that and be like, that's how they bring Aquaman in? But we'll get to talks about Batman vs. Superman later.
Yes. Very excited to hear some theories from you. But sad news is TNT's Teen Titans, my goodness, it's been cancelled.
Man!
I know. I was freaking out, so excited to see Barbara Gordon on the television screen once again. But in May 2015, Riley explained... Riley, I've forgotten what position she played in making this, but she said that the TV landscape right now is well serviced on the superhero front, so what space is this going to inhibit? Which kind of makes sense. It's kind of like, I guess earlier on they were trying to discover what's going to be unique about this show, as opposed to Arrow, as opposed to Flash, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. And that's probably what brought them down. And I'd rather them give me something amazing than something tomorrow. So I'm disappointed, but I'm happy that they found this out early on and decided, no, it's not working.
Yeah, which is really good, because the last thing you want to do is for them to make, you know, four episodes and then have it pulled. Like, you know, at this point in time, DC needs to keep a very consistent stance in terms of everything they release needs to be golden. But they can't have a show that's just good. Like they need to be able to keep that stance up because they need to keep. It's essentially a hype train for the movie universe because that's where money will come in, and they've got a like they've got that strong TV background, which you know, as we know, apart from like with Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D. doesn't have that. But you know, with Daredevil, Jessica Jones, they do, and they got to match that. They've got to keep that going, especially with Arrow and Flash.
As for like the general public who aren't as into DC as us. Everyone knows Batman and Robin. It's just, it's like ham and cheese. But, good combination.
Everyone's no ham and cheese.
Everyone does. It's delicious. But not many people, I would assume, know that Dick Grayson goes on to be Nightwing. Actually, the other day, someone did a Batman and Robin pun. So I went on to do a pun and say, "Don't be a dick about it," because Dick Grayson. Everyone was silent.
Like, Matt has got really offended. And you're like, "What did you just call me a dick?"
I know, and I'm like, "Okay, I'm sorry, guys."
You're like, so "Look, okay, his name's Dick Grayson. Robin Dick Grayson. Was. Oh, shut your face, all right?"
I kind of just left. not worth my time. But it's sort of like if he was Nightwing in this. Show it really. I feel like it would have been just the DC fans pouring into it.
Yeah.
Whereas if it was Robin, people would be like, "Oh, I know that character."
Yeah. So that's like, but at the same time, that would give them creative freedom.
True.
If no one knows what they are, no one has expectations.
Yeah.
Which could go good or bad. If like if they can hook someone in, they're like, "All right." But if they don't, then you lose them.
One show that seems to have lost, well, in all honesty, it kind of lost me, and I think it lost you pretty early on, is Gotham.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, I've heard it's getting good with, like, I've kind of stopped watching at the Dumas, after the Dumas storyline with Theodore and stuff, but they are looking, apparently the Fox Channel, Fox chairman and CEO Gary Newman is kind of looking at a spin-off.
Which makes sense, thing is they made Gotham and the idea of let's make money out of Batman, with the original idea, which would be let's not include Batman, and they realized, well, Batman makes money, and let's just keep jamming villains into it, which is weird, but...
I like some of the things they do. Like Firefly was delicious. It was amazing. I don't use delicious often, but my goodness, darling.
I actually use it quite often, which is weird.
Yeah. Ham and cheese.
Ham and cheese, you know, like the guy from Teen Titans, he was delicious.
which we won't see. No!
He might come back. Who knows?
Yeah.
Speaking of rumor mill, though, rumor mill was that CW might pick it up.
Yes, so that would
be amazing.
Well, if the CW pick it up, Roy Harper could be the Red Arrow.
Yeah, and they bring you know, that's how they bring it together. So like we, you know, he's buggered off. We know what he's doing, and he's like, I buggered off to Bloodhaven.
Yeah, like that's easily like.
Wait, doesn't he go to Bloodhaven anyway?
Yeah, Roy Harper is in Bloodhaven. His name is Jason.
Blah blah blah.
We may have
just dropped a bombshell.
It's a seamless, like, uniting of two channels. Like, he could easily bump into Dick Grayson. Like, maybe Dick Grayson needs to fix up on his car. Maybe they both try and save the life of an innocent person who's being robbed.
Yeah.
High five.
Because but there's the thing. If Warner Brothers are interested, like, we won't write it. We don't have the skills to write it. We barely had the skills to put this together. But all we need is a little in the credits. Like, look, all it has to say is, look, we understand that, you know, Britt and Ryan from DC Domination sort of pitched this idea, and it was really good, so we took it around with it. Like, we don't want credit. It's just like, hey, we know, like, it was pitched over here somewhere, but...
No, we want credit. We don't want money. Just, like, put our name at the end of it.
Not even a single bit of money.
No.
And, like, look, we'll even do the cameo part. We'll fly ourselves over there.
Yeah.
And, like, when we see...
Cameo? Wow, we're talking cameos already?
Yeah. So, like, okay, so there's a scene where they meet and they're fighting something in the street. There's a crowd behind them. They're like... And there's you and me in the background. We're like, wow, Arsenal and Nightwing, that's a really good combination.
Yeah.
Glad someone thought about that. Then we high-five and walk off camera.
Well, I know for like the Teen Titans, something that they could introduce is Miss Martian. So if they needed this pale skin, freckled, red-haired lady with maybe an Australian accent, because Miss Martian lived in Australia for a little while. Mm. I mean, like, I know of someone.
if they need a round dude with curly hair, you could probably cast Jonah Hill or Seth Rogen. But if they're not available, I'm totally in.
Totally in for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, it'd be cool though. Like, you haven't watched Young Justice, have you?
I've watched the first season, I think.
First season, that's the best season. But like, they could even say if Thea came along to this Teen Titans and they'd be like, yeah, well, we already have a Red Arrow arsenal. Why don't you put this green costume on and be Artemis?
Could.
I'd be all for that.
I'm not saying that this will happen, but it's an excellent idea.
It is an excellent idea. And that's amazing. We could probably just stop the podcast here and just like, I'm happy.
No, seriously, there is nothing that can be said after this. I think we, like, seriously, have maximized the potential of this episode. Everything from here on will just be literal word vomit.
Well, actually, that's what we always do.
Yeah, it's true.
We can maybe make it a little bit more shiny with Batman versus Superman theories.
We could.
Like, I've been keeping away from theories. Why don't you hit me with a few and I want to see what some of these are.
Okay, so these are ones that I've sort of, I know that they've been influenced by some other people, but they're sort of ones that I've been thinking of myself. So, we know for a fact that there are three villains. It's not for a fact. We know. It's speculated. Everything's alleged at this point.
Yeah.
It's alleged that there's three villains in these movies, in this movie in particular.
Lex Luthor, Doomsday. Who's the third?
That's the thing.
Ah.
So there's a couple of different there's a couple of theories that I've heard and I've sort of chatted about with my friends. Now, the other one is we see Superman, right? Mm. You know, he's mean, he's gruff, he's angry, he's trying to, you know, Batman in the face. What if it's Bizarro?
Mm.
And at the same time, because, you know, we sort of had that, like, they had that altercation later. Like, what if that altercation happens later in the movie and he's like, look, if I wanted to, I could kill you, but I'm not trying to. The point is, Batman thinks that's the Bizarro, like, that's bad Superman, right? So he's fighting to the death. But Clark Kent's just putting up a fight. He's just like, dude, like, what are you doing? You know? Like, because he's like, look, I'm not that guy. That guy, he's like some crazy Bizarro version of me. And they're like, Bizarro.
But would, like, I know that TV and movies are separate, but how would that go down with the audience? Is Supergirl having Bizarro Girl?
Well, as we know from a couple of weeks ago, Warner Brothers did make that announcement that the TV and the movie universe can use literally whatever they want.
Mm.
Like, there's no, like, hey, we've got Deadpool over we've got Deadshot over here. You can't have Deadshot, etc. Like, none of that exists anymore, and that's really, really cool.
It's really cool, but that's the thing. How would the audience react? Like, it's kind of like they've relatable. Seen it.
Oh, you know, because, like, imagine a lot of people would sort of, you know, would see that. But at the same time, though, like, I don't think there's a Bizarro Supergirl. Like, we know there's a Superman, you know, Bizarro Superman. Like, we know that exists. I'm sure there might be an Elseworld somewhere, like, where, you know, the story exists in comic book canon, but, so, you know, like, this is where it's going. Like, hey, you know, this, like, even if the TV show was like, holy crap, you know, even my cousin has one of these, and then they fight. So, okay, the second one is, the reanimated corpse of Zod, the theory is that Lex Luthor allegedly reanimates the corpse of Zod to become Doomsday.
Mm.
But what if they use the reanimated corpse, or they use his Kryptonian DNA to create another version of Superman, which is Bizarro, and that Bizarro eventually crumbles and becomes Doomsday? You know, as in, as like, it has a shelf life,
yeah.
You know, so there is a time that there is this Bizarro, but then it starts crumbling and his face starts, because you know how we know Bizarro is, his face is all crumbly and crappily, and, you know, it's he's a deteriorated version because the clone doesn't have that same sort of lifespan.
Mm. Okay.
So what if that extrapolates and then he becomes Doomsday, which leaves us open. So that's still only two villains. Technically it's three, but it's still only two villains. And if we look at the trailer, we can see that they... So there's the Nightmare Batman with a K. And we're shown, you know, some sort of Middle Eastern country. We're seeing parademons. What if Darkseid rocks up? Like, we've got parademons there. They're literally seconds from saying Darkseid.
That, I don't know if I can comprehend. Wow.
Wow. So look, if you watch that trailer and you saw the parademons, you'd be like, okay, they're maybe looking at Darkseid. And, you know, maybe, you know, we all know it's leading into the bigger movie, right? So none of this is probably really too shocking to anyone, which is fine. But, you know, what if they're sort of hinting as the DC's Thanos is going to be Darkseid? So, like, although we're not going to see him yet, we're going to know of him. He's going to be the thing that brings them all together.
Actually, just thinking about nearing the end when Wonder Woman first appears, what color is – this is a weird question, I know, but what color is the beam that hits her and her shield?
It's a big orange one.
Isn't Bizarro's laser vision blue because it's the opposite?
Could be.
So – perhaps.
So if that theory is true, like if this made up theory is that, you know, that the Doomsday is actually, so Bizarro is actually Doomsday, then this could be Darkseid's Omega Beam. Because like, if you look at that, the strength of that shot,
yeah.
Like, you know, looking at the trailer, you know, Doomsday opens his mouth, that's a big, like his entire face. So that's pretty powerful, like boom, but like, what if it's actually... But that's a lot to jam in one movie.
Yeah, I think, though, that if they wanted to do something as big as Doomsday, they'd want to have Green Lantern and...
I mean Darkseid.
And Flash.
But that's the other thing as well. So, you know, I didn't read this because I didn't want too much spoiler. Like, I like theorizing and making shit up, but I don't want it to be 100% actually spoiled for me. So, there's a guy on Reddit actually has seen a lot of the footage from Batman vs Superman, and he actually broke an NDA and discussed what he saw.
Well, wouldn't you think about it? What a tool! I mean, you shouldn't do that.
So I haven't read it because I knew it was gonna be. I thought, had a feeling it was gonna be like it's gonna break my heart.
Yeah.
But apparently, it sort of looks like how it all ties together and how everyone's involved. How do you think, in terms of theorizing? How do you think they're going to bring everybody in? Because, look, we know there's Batman, Superman, Wonder Woman, Flash, Aquaman, Cyborg. We know there's going to be existence of a Robin, potentially Carrie Kelly. We know there's an Alfred in there, which they can, some of them can sort of be easily explained.
Well, with Batman and Superman, or Clark Kent and Bruce, it's quite simple in that they kind of have the same circles because of media and wealth.
Mm.
So that's quite easy how they sort of coincide. But for Wonder Woman, Steve Trevor happened... Well, actually, no. Wonder Woman's movie is said to be set in end of World War I. So she's already understands the world. She's very old. So perhaps she foresees danger. She sees the danger happening. Or sees these new gods coming to Earth, as in like Superman and Batman, and is trying to defend the world from them. That would be cool.
That'd be a way to bring her in.
Batman versus Superman versus Wonder Woman.
But at the same time, like, what if this in the trailer, like that nightmare Batman, like that nightmare vision, right?
Mm.
What if that's in fact a vision from Wonder Woman? As in,
yes.
So, with Batman Superman beefing, and she walks up, she's like, look, this is what will happen if you guys don't become best friends.
Because her mother has a mirror, doesn't she, that can look into the real world and all the happenings.
I don't know a lot about Wonder Woman history, but I am eagerly waiting Grant Morrison's essentially reboot, not reboot, like sort of retelling of her history. You know, he's really good at sort of taking notes to previous work, so I can't wait to read that. And that's, I think it's that very soon.
Because this mirror idea is kind of from the animated movie.
Mm.
That's a good movie. It's bloodthirsty and crazy, but it's really interesting and kind of looking at the idea of femininity, but also trying to be a strong woman and stuff. Mm. But that's the whole thought of like... Her mother was watching as Steve Trevor was in the sky shooting or something in the plane, and she touches the mirror, which brings Themyscira momentarily into back into the real world.
Okay.
That's when Steve Trevor crashes. So that's her, the mirror definitely kind of supports the idea that Wonder Woman may have seen the future. Because if this mirror sees outside of whatever pocket dimension that they Themyscira was in, there's no reason why I couldn't see through time.
True, true. What about everybody else, though? Because, look, we know those three people will be in the movie. We've seen it in the trailers. We have an understanding that they're going to have a lot of screen time. What about the rest? How are we going to bring a Barry Allen in here? How are we going to bring an Arthur Curry? How are we going to bring a, I've completely blanked out, a Ray Fisher? How are we going to bring in all these guys?
Well, I'm thinking along the lines of, like, Hal Jordan, because that would be quite simple. He could just be mentioned as a pilot trying to defend Earth through the military. Barry, he's a forensic scientist.
Yeah, maybe there's, he comes, investigates the crime scene.
But what crime scene? I mean, like, what's a cop going to do in, like, destruction?
Maybe with Bizarro. Bizarro rocks up, kills some dudes. They're like, hey, we've got this guy that, you know, he's from Central City. He knows, you know, he has an understanding.
Weird anomalies.
Yeah. But maybe this, like, see, this is the thing. Everyone assumes that he's going to be as Flash in this. Like, maybe not.
Mm.
Maybe he's Barry Allen.
Maybe it's like how Grant Gustin's character appeared on Arrow before his powers.
Yep.
What other hero are we looking at?
How are you bring Aquaman in? That's huge.
Who, sorry?
Aquaman.
He's just gonna be there.
He's like, stop. Like,
he doesn't need an introduction. Just, I'm Aquaman. And then everyone worships him.
Yeah, everyone's like, oh, you look really good with your shirt off. And then they just kind of like just all bow.
Yeah, that's what stops the fighting.
Yeah.
I mean, like, Bizarro is just gonna be like, whoa, okay.
Bizarro's like, shit.
Yeah.
Look, I said,
yeah.
I like the idea that the previous movie and this movie are connected. Like, we know that with the destruction of Metropolis. Like, that's something that's very key from that one to that one. So, what if they do use that sort of throwaway idea that Aquaman did help him when he was drowning in the in sea? Like, maybe that.
I can't remember if it was Dylan you or Papa Nova who came up with the theory that. With the pollution stuff, Aquaman is trying to repair, maybe, or create negotiations or a relationship with land dwellers.
But at the same time, like, we know there was that second friggin' big, what are they called? What was it called? Oh, say Tesseract, but that's Marvel. What was it?
I'm drawing a blank. I have no idea what you're talking about.
You've seen Man of Steel, yeah?
Yeah.
There's, like, the two big Kryptonian pointy things that are trying to, like, terramorph. They're trying to terramorph the planet. And one of them was right over the ocean. That's the one Superman goes and save. Maybe Aquaman's like, dude, you, like, screwed up my downtown, downtown Atlantis. Like what the...
Can you just please clean up after yourselves?
Like, look, I'm not, like, we don't want money because your pooping Earth money means nothing in Atlantis. Means nothing. I spit on your money, but fix my...
Yeah.
Oh, you owe me, motherfucker. I saved you.
Well, one thing that hasn't been saved is one of the main characters in Arrow.
Oh, look at you with the segue.
With the segue. Now, a new theory has arisen. And
I remember. I think I know where you're going with this. I think I know. I'm going to let you run with it because I know that you're about to literally pee your pants.
Well, I'm jumping around on the schedule a little bit here because this theory on who is dead has gotten me thinking, yes, this could work, but also the reasons are very harsh.
Okay, all right, so set the scene. So for those that for some reason haven't watched yet, I don't know what Channel 9 are up to, whether they're behind or not, but set the scene. Like, what do you mean who's going to die?
Season 4 opens with Oliver Queen kneeling beside a tombstone. Recently buried, and he's one single tear rolls down his cheek, and he says, "Damien will die," or something along those lines.
Yeah, Damien's like he's gonna pay.
Yeah, and we've thrown all these theories around, but one theory that we haven't said on who might be dead is Diggle.
Mm. See, this is a really interesting theory because I originally hit Felicity, didn't I?
Yeah, yours was Felicity.
Yeah. which. Reading into this theory, the whole idea of, like, look, it could be Diggle because we know that, look, Barry rocks up late. and doesn't have to have too much emotional investment, which is true. He never really had an investment into Diggle, nor should he have needed to. Like, if it was Felicity, he would have been on time. He would have been, like, sobbing. Like, I'm so glad that I could be right. I'm really happy. But Diggle would be a good pick.
That's actually one of the reasons that this article brings up, is that the Flash wasn't too shaken up. But also, Oliver would care a lot about Diggle dying. Now, I'm still sort of got one foot in the Captain Lance camp of him dying.
Yep.
Because there's such a fan following of Diggle. People think he's just such a great character. I mean, he's created for the show.
But Dignito does only wear a mask. Let's leave him open to chest wounds.
That is true. But one thing that would be interesting, just a random idea popped into my head. What if Andy kills him?
Ow.
Ow. Doesn't hurt as much as a bullet to the spine.
Ooh.
But
so that'd be a good twist, because I've not watched this in a while. The break has been quite a long time.
We've not seen
anything for all. Like, it's hurting. It hurts my inside. So we forgot the handy there. Like, what's his purpose at this point?
Diggle's, he doesn't really do much but add muscle to the team.
Yeah, like,
because that's like, the third and final point. Diggle, they can do without him.
That's true. He doesn't bring. Yeah, he doesn't bring much. Like, he did try to bring the moral center for you know, Ollie, but now he has that with Felicity, obviously, because they're together now, which is nice. But,
however, with Felicity's shot, his compass will have gone off, and I'm pretty sure in the trailers, Diggle's saying, "I will help you get revenge and stuff for Felicity." And interesting, though, because we've talked about dead arrows before. And one thing that Mark Guggenheim has told Entertainment Weekly is that whoever dies in season 4 will stay that way.
Yeah, so, right.
Well, it sounds like they're pretty serious about it. This might be like a Avengers Quicksilver thing. Hopefully it's like that felt like a wasted death. Hopefully this isn't a wasted death.
See, that's the thing. What you need in order to if you want to put a death in a movie, you need that death to propel the story forward. You need to have someone that you have such an emotional investment in that it will change the course of the movie/TV show. There's movies that have come out recently that have had that. No spoilers. Like, when that happens, like, it hits you and you're like, what the hell? And you, So, I think that would be, like, Diggle was the only one that would really affect Oliver in such a way. But, as you mentioned, he really has limited uses now. He's not going to he's put on a mask, but he's not becoming a hero per se.
And they're sort of filling in his story. Like, once his story is filled out, oh my goodness, I just remembered he has a baby. Oh!
Yeah. Imagine that hurts. Emotional investment, right? If he is out of the picture, you're just going to be like, oh, man, he's got a baby. Oh, like he was killed by his brother that he tried to save, then he saved it. Like, that's the thing.
I'm like, actually tearing up a little. I think they're going to do it.
I love predicting this shit, but then, like, when it happens, I always feel so bad. But wouldn't that just be massive?
Like, at first I thought, I don't mind that. Like, I think it's one of the best choices out of, like, along with Captain Lance. But as soon as I remembered, he has a wife, he has a daughter, and I'm like, oh, this is going to rip my heart out as much as, like, Justice finale.
But in the same, like, look, we're thinking, like, what if it's Lance, right? Lance doesn't really overall bring that much to the show. Right now he's got a connection with Dark, you know, and he could still be an option to die as well, because, you know, when Dark's done with him, he doesn't need him anymore. He's disposable.
That's interesting, though. Who are really options? It can't be Ollie. It's not Barry, obviously. Felicity, they're not going to kill her off.
See, Felicity's too huge. And as we said, judging by the reaction of Barry, there is no way that it can it can be her.
Thea's always already had a near-death experience. I don't think they're going to do that again so soon to her character.
Yeah. Because we'd be like, oh, what? Okay, she's dead again. They'll just bring her back again.
And then there's Laurel Lance, but she is the Black Canary now.
Yep.
They're not going to get rid of her. Like, I mean, Ollie and... Spoiler alert. The Green Arrow and Black Canary haven't really gotten together yet.
Yeah.
So,
but in order for that to happen, Felicity has to go at some point, whether she splits, whether they split, or whether, you know, like, there has, like, if they want to, because they're normally, like, so far the show is really good sort of taking the comic book line. So, like, if they want to go that route and bring Laurel and Ollie back together, they need to do something with Felicity. Maybe not kill her, but, like, that could be an option.
Which is actually another theory about Felicity. We know she's not dead. We've seen the trailer in that Donna finally tells Oliver that Felicity's not going to walk again.
Boom. Now this is where you wee yourself.
She has been shot. And we've been throwing around this idea, not really with intense conversation about her becoming Oracle. And I feel like if she was let's just put Oracle aside for a second. It hurts me to say it.
If she was
paralyzed, that would affect her mentality so much. And I think that would rock the relationship completely. When she finds out what Oliver has done in her name, she wakes up from this sweet convenient coma
and Oliver's murdered a ton of dudes, which we know he goes a little bit ballistic at the end of the mid-season break. So
he has every right to. I mean, I think anyone would.
That's what I'm saying, but like he's going on an anger spree, and you know that's something that Felicity's never really dug. So,
but that's not a theory. It's actually she is paralyzed. Whether or not she'll get her legs back is another story. But the idea of her playing Oracle was just such a mind-blowing, happy moment for me.
But are you disappointed that she's not the redhead that you know and love?
No, because see, this is my thinking, and this goes along the ideas of Gotham as well, with this whole... Because we know that there are multiple universes, so my idea is that she can be Oracle, because in another universe, Barbara Gordon is Oracle, because in another universe, maybe Kara is Oracle. I think that it's okay. Their take can be whatever they want, because this is their universe in the DCU. So that I think that me thinking, having this thought makes me, I feel more acceptable to ideas and stuff. And one thing that actually supported this idea that she would become Oracle is that last season, if you remember, The Secret Origins of Felicity Smoke.
Yeah.
It was originally called Oracle.
Oh.
But it was changed and cut away without any explanation, and they changed it to The Secret Origins of Felicity Smoke. So there's a lot pointing to her being Oracle.
Do you think that would be too on the nose, though?
I don't think it would be, because they've done it quite tastefully. Like, they haven't... They've built up this love for Felicity. Everyone thinks she's amazing. Like, I think that could slip in quite well. Like, it would really work. However, I was cut down and traumatized when I read what Arrow's executive producer, Mark Guggenheim, had said.
That's Googs.
Guggenheim is destroying my dreams. She plays a role, but not the way we're hoping. Hopefully, we'll get there. Her playing Oracle occurred to us as well, but we didn't have an opportunity to do that. So that was for episode 17, and we're thinking, oh, okay, maybe it'll come.
Just later.
But later, executive producer Wendy Miracle said, that's something we've definitely talked about with Felicity in the beginning, but it will not be Oracle. People have to just tune in and see what happens.
Yeah, see, like, the worst, like, I love that they're like, look, it's not Oracle, but then they're like, ha, suck it, we lied. Like, wouldn't that just be amazing?
I'd love to do that. But the thing is, they haven't said she's not paralyzed. They just said she's not Oracle.
Yeah, that's so a good way to go around it, I guess.
She pretty much could be everything about Oracle.
But without
just
the
not
title.
Called Oracle.
Just not the title.
Maybe well, that's, should that's be called
Prophet. Like, but there's a lot of hints that sort of go towards where she's like, how come I don't have a superhero name? How come I never get to do something? She's like, we need you back here. She's like, yeah, I get that, but like how come I can't have a name? You know, like, wouldn't that just be rad?
It would. I would not have seen that coming. Because Oracle 4C.
Ah, that's
what I wanted. Didn't see it coming. Thank you. I had to explain it though, so it wasn't that great. Yeah, I would be all for this. I think a lot of fans would be all for this. I mean, I'm disappointed if it doesn't happen. But I understand, because she's her own character, why they wouldn't.
Yeah.
Yeah. However, if you think about things that are, like, different, as in, like, different characters and stuff, you'd also think about different networks. So we've kind of toyed with the idea of Supergirl and The Flash doing a crossover, and it's been, no, different networks, not going to happen. However, give a dog a bone. This is almost what it's like. It's like they're throwing little crumbs at us fans, in which Glenn Gallagher has said, I have to be really careful what I say here. This is when he's questioned about the crossover. Watch and wait and see what happens. So, that's a lot different to Nina Tassler's statement that said, right now we're not doing it. I mean, that's kind of like, okay.
That's a little bit more like, look, we've had a discussion and it could be an option. Like, see, but at the same time, we know there's the same producers. Like, we know this. So, like, you think that there would be a discussion of, like, look, we could bring these guys together and it would be cool.
I think by the looks of things, they're probably just as big in nerds as we are.
So you can tell with the fan service. You can tell with the fan service that this show gives us constantly.
Oh goodness, the girl who's coming in to play Indigo in Supergirl, who is like Brainiac 8, I think, as well. So Indigo Brainiac 8 had previously played Supergirl on Smallville. So that's just another note of their fan service. They're just like, yeah, let's bring her in. Because, you know, it's like a tight-knit community where they're all just like, yeah, I'll do it again. I'll be a superhero.
Yeah, like when they saw the show, they're like, hey, you know, Dean Cain's going to be your dad. Like, that's awesome. Sorry, I just rewatched the first episode like 4 days ago, and I was like, all right, sweet.
Yeah. Yeah, I love that. I love those little nods. So it's like you've got the level of just like normal citizen, we're not normal citizens. Normal people who watch TV who see that and think, wow, this is really entertaining. We've got the DC people who are like maybe not so avid comic book readers who's just like, oh, I recognize that from the comics. That's amazing. And then we've got someone like you, Ryan, who's just like, oh my goodness, that's from the previous Flash. Oh my goodness, I know that exactly.
Oh my god, they can watch this, and then I cry, and then I hit Millie. I'm like, Millie, they gotta do this. And then,
I can actually just imagine you on the couch. That's what I do.
Like, I sit there because, so we sit there, and something happens, and they drop a name, or they miss something, and I'm like, I literally swing my arm to Millie, and I'm like, oh my god, I start hitting, like, not in like a violent, I'm so excited, I beat my wife, but I hear him, I'm like, Millie, this is amazing, look what they're doing, this is so cool.
It's just exciting. Like, I cannot wait for the new seasons. When are they? Like, tomorrow is The Flash, isn't it?
What's that?
Is tomorrow when we can get on The Flash?
I believe so. It's within the next couple of days, yeah. Actually, because Arrow is the 20th, so yes.
Yes. So, well, I guess that's would be today for listeners. I guess. Ooh, if you know what to do.
If we could travel through time.
Do you know much of Wally, just quickly before we wrap up, do you know much of Wally's canon, Wally West's canon?
Not even a little bit.
No.
Apart from what I know from, you know, from who's who in the DCU.
Oh. Shameless plug. Yeah, because he has a rough life, like just reading through some of the other stuff. Like, he actually won the lottery at one point and then lost it all.
Oh, jeez.
This is rather random. Yeah.
So thanks to my lovely pop culture co-host, Joshua. He's a big DC guy, so he has read a lot of Wally West from the 80s. So I know that Wally West a little bit, but in terms of where they're going with the show, I don't know. And the New 52 Wally West, I don't know much about either.
I just had a thought. If Teen Titans comes to CW,
yeah,
we already have a Kid Flash.
Boom. We have a Kid Flash. We have an Arsenal. We might as well just make Young Justice.
I know, right? I just... On that note, before you know, I need a second pair of board shorts. My name's Brittany. I've been your host, and the guy who's been talking with me is...
I'm Ryan.
And you can listen to more of him on...
On the Pop Culturist. Every Friday through Sunday, depending how the software wants to work for me, you can watch myself and my buddy Josh, and our new sweet producer, Dylan, who you know from here as well.
You can also hear more of Dylan, because he is usually a regular host as well on this channel. You can hear more of him on the Marvelous channel, to hear what he thinks of, like, Jessica Jones, Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., comics that are coming out.
Yeah, on a side note, so Jessica Jones and Daredevil both get renewed for season 2, which is huge.
That's awesome.
And they sort of I think they gave a release date for Luke. There's a lot of big news coming out of Netflix's Marvel universe. It's really, really cool.
So yeah, get onto their like Facebook page as well. Keep up to date with all that news. So for when Jessica Jones is coming out, Daredevil's coming out, buy yourself a Netflix account, get the first month free, whatever you need to do.
Yeah, there's your homework, right? Go to Facebook, go to Marvelous, read what they have to offer. Go to DC Domination, read what they have to offer. Go to the Pop Culturist, read what we have to offer. And then at the same time, because why haven't you done it already, follow the NovaStream page as well.
Yeah, novastream.com.au, check it out. We've got some reviews up there of Arrow and Flash and all Supergirl,
everything you need for this week. In Geek and TSS next.
Yeah, do it. Why are you still listening to us? Just keep being awesome, people.
Just keep being awesome and make all your universes good ones.
You're listening to DC Domination on the NovaStream Network, your weekly guide for the DC Comics universe. For all the latest on The Flash, Arrow, Supergirl, and Legends of Tomorrow, keep it locked on novastream.com.au.
.com.au. Don't forget the AU. The AU is very important. We're Australian and we're proud.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're not from Austria.
No.
We ride kangaroos, mate. Get me a bloody stubby.